If you don't have love, tests, trials, something will come along to make you say, nah, it ain't worth it. But every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. I thank the Lord for my wife. Amen. You know, it just, first of all, I thank the Lord for his guidance in placing her in my life. Amen. She has been a real, like I told her when I married her, she's a diamond in the rough. Amen. She just needed a little polishing. Amen. Amen. Sometimes she's still a little rough around the edges. Amen. Amen. But, you know, she, from the time that I met her until now, I can see her brightness shining through more and more. Amen. I can see her possibilities. Amen. I just like to say thank you for being there. Amen. Amen. Thank you for all the forgiveness that you've had to go through with the grandchildren and me and not correcting them like you think I should, you know, just for you being there, you know, it made 2016 a lot more bearable, and I'm looking forward to being with you in 2017.
Amen.
Amen.
Go you.
Amen. 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 And to segue into my own personal relationship, I like to say to the church, I'm looking forward for us living our dream in 2017.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but my dream is to see the Lord's face in peace.
Amen.
That's my dream.
Yes.
My dream is to occupy my mansion.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
People dream about a lot of things. They dream about riches, hitting the lottery. Mm-hmm. You know, they dream about a fine car. Mm-hmm. They dream about the one that on your arm that looks good.
The trophy wife.
The trophy wife. A lot of them dream about the trophy wife. Oh. Or a lot of them dream about the Adonis husband. Oh, you know, the just the long flowing, the good looks, and they get them and
they're not happy.
They are not happy.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. The Lord, you know, the Lord knows who we need. And it's like I try to teach my granddaughters. God didn't make ugly. God didn't make ugly. Amen. We see people that the world don't consider the trophy or the Adonis. And naturally you say, oh, that's ugly. But I said, God didn't make ugly.
Amen.
Just like people who say that, oh, I'm confused. Oh, I was born a man in a woman's body. I was born a woman in a man's body. I said, uh-uh.
God don't make mistakes.
God don't make mistakes.
Hallelujah.
He made you what he wanted you to be. Amen. Now, you have a choice, God bless you, to pursue any avenue that you want to. Whether you are a man and you want to be a woman, or whether you only want to be a man. God has given the doctors the knowledge go ahead and do that. But I want to warn you that you are not in the will of the Lord. When you change or you attempt to change something that the Lord has made you, you're not in his will. Amen. So I don't have much, you know. I was praying to the Lord, saying, well, Lord, what shall I talk about in 2017? Yeah. Amen. And one thing that just kept being on my mind, because I'm not a one of those turn over a new leaf type people, you know.
Yeah.
Who when the year come up, they say, well, I'm gonna turn over a new leaf. I'm gonna do everything right. Yeah. You know, a lot of smokers, I'm gonna quit smoking. Yeah. You know, a lot of people use foul language, I'm gonna stop cussing. You know, there's a lot of things that people turn over new leaves, as it's sort of to say, you know. And Lord, you know, I that's not me. I don't believe in doing that. And you know why? Because I live a life every day as it's my last. In saying that, I say that I live a life to where people can see Christ in me.
Amen.
You know, I testify about it a lot. When people just come up, they don't know me. It says something about you.
Yes.
You know, it's something about you. And that's the way, the life that I want to live.
Amen.
Not just on the first day of the year.
Amen.
I want to live that way 365 or 66 is of a leap year.
That's right.
I want to live that way every day.
Amen.
And so the Lord laid on my heart the 13th chapter of Hebrews. 13th chapter of Hebrews and the 8th verse. Simple verse. I like I said, I'm not a proponent in making a one day change.
Amen.
Because of the new year.
Amen.
Amen. It didn't work when I was out in the world, and it ain't gonna work now. You know, I remember I told myself one year I wasn't gonna smoke. I used to smoke, you know. Said, I'm going to quit smoking.
Yeah.
Went to a party. Had a little bit to drink.
Yeah.
Next thing, a knee-jerk response. You got a cigarette?
Yeah.
Lit it up. Start smoking.
Yeah.
Got halfway through, I said, I thought you said you wasn't gonna smoke.
Look at that. See that?
Wasn't even the day, New Year Day, wasn't even 12 years old. 12 months, 12 hours old. 12 hours in.
Uh-huh.
Here I am with another cigarette,
smoking.
It didn't work then, and it won't work now.
That's right.
But my scripture today is Hebrews 13, verse 8. It says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
New year, same God.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
365 days of the year.
Amen.
I want to be like Sister Gloria said, if there's anything that I would want to improve on or that I would want to change,
yes,
is to do more.
Hallelujah.
For Jesus.
Amen.
To do more in building up the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Because this world is not my own. It's not my home.
Amen.
Like I said before, my dream in 2017 is to visualize my mansion.
Thank you, Lord.
And to work toward achieving that.
Right.
And in doing so, that means that I have to do the what's in the Bible.
Amen.
I'm not going to get there because of my good looks.
All right.
I ain't got too many good looks.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't going to get there because of the money I got in my pocket.
Oh, Lord. I sure would.
I ain't going to get there because I'm friends with Elder Turner.
All right.
I'm not going to get there because my mom was the pastor of the church.
That's right.
You hear what I'm saying?
That's right.
It's an individual affair.
Amen. Yes, it is. Amen.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And today.
Amen.
Amen.
And forevermore.
Forevermore.
So you don't have to wait till the first day of a new year to make a resolution.
Thank you, Lord.
Any day
yes.
that you want to give your life to Christ, you can make a resolution.
Thank you,
Jesus. I just wanted to leave you with that thought.
Hallelujah.
That this year, let's do more for the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
I want to be, when this could be the year.
Hallelujah.
The time clock is ticking.
Yes.
You know, when they get ready to drop the ball, they go 10, 9, 8, 7.
Mm-hmm.
This, we don't know about God's time clock.
That's right.
This could be the one, this year could be the 1 second
Amen.
That the ball drops.
Amen.
And Jesus breaks the clouds.
Amen.
I want to be caught doing the will of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
If you were to make a change today, if there's anybody that wants to make a change today, wants to make a resolution, wants to make turn over a new leaf, I would say to you, adhere, obey, read and obey Acts 2:38.
Amen.
Because the Lord told Peter that he was going to give him the keys to the kingdom.
Yes.
And on the day of Pentecost, he got up and he preached that message.
Hallelujah.
And that message resonates down through time to the day.
Thank you, Jesus.
The only way that you are going to get into the kingdom of heaven is to repent of your sins.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We all were born into sin. There's none of us that can say that I was born into the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
Because we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity.
Amen.
But we have a merciful God. We have a long-suffering God.
Amen.
A God who it's not his desire. You know, people say, well, how can you worship a God that is going to put people in hell, who is going to, who allows things to happen, accidents, cancer, different things. How can you serve a God that's like that? Say, well, you know, God made us because he wanted us to worship him.
Hallelujah.
But he also made us with our own minds.
Yes.
With our own consciousness.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it's up to us individually to accept or reject his word.
That's right. Amen.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, mm-hmm. as he is today.
Amen.
And
Amen.
As he will be tomorrow.
Amen.
Yes. New year, same God.
Same God.
So if I had I heard all the songs and everything. If I had a song that's in my heart, it would be just a closer walk with thee.
Hallelujah.
That is my desire. Amen. This year.
Amen.
Is just a closer walk with thee.
Thank you, Lord.
And I when I say that, I hear my mom saying, be careful what you ask for.
All right.
Thank you, man.
Because there is some consequences. There is some trials. There's going to be some tribulations that come with that request.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I pray that the Lord gives me the strength, the courage, the knowledge to walk with him.
Hallelujah.
No matter what.
No matter what.
I love the Lord today, and I won't take it back.
Amen.
Amen. I love you, church. Let's be found doing more for the kingdom of heaven this year.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. And if you don't remember anything, new year, same God.
Same God.
It's a new year.
Yes.
Let's look forward to it. It's like springtime.
Yes.
It's like new birth.
Amen.
It's like a revival. Let's revive that spirit in us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's do more for him.
Yes.
Let's
Amen.
Become on fire for him.
Amen.
Let's praise God like this could be the year. This could be the year that he's coming.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we want to be ready when he comes.
Amen.
Amen. I love each and every one of you. Amen. I just thank God that it's like Brother Ted said, he didn't take me
That's
and he
right.
didn't take none of you.
Right.
Amen. Amen. We all made it through.
Amen.
So I love you and I
Amen.
Thank God for you, and let's keep each other in prayer that whatever comes in this new year,
yes.
that we'll be able to bear.
Amen.
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 Amen. God bless you. Let's stand. Amen. Pray for the ones that aren't here. I haven't heard of anybody that regularly attends a church that didn't make it, so
amen.
Let's just keep each other in prayer.
Yes.
Amen. What I say unto one,
I
say unto all, watch and pray and read your Bible,
read your Bible.
Every day.
Every day.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
All right.
All right.
But I saw a slide on the